The death and burial of Nelson Mandela has meant that many of us have spent a long time listening to various recollections and eulogies about his negotiating style, as he's credited to have pulled off a tremendous negotiation with the then nationalist government of South Africa 20 years ago. I think it raises some interesting questions about public consultation, because the one thing we know about Nelson Mandela is that at critical moments in that negotiations, neither he felt he could go back to the ANC, and neither did F.W. de Klerk feel that he could go back to his cabinet colleagues and be totally open with them about the way that the negotiations were going. And we know that experts in conflict resolution will tell you it's a finely balanced judgment between establishing the legitimacy of your negotiating position and giving yourself room and scope to make unpopular compromises in the interests of achieving a lasting settlement. So there are people who argue that we tend to consult too much in society, that maybe we ask people's advice and seek their support too often. And wouldn't it be a better place if we had stronger leaders of the Mandela kind that we could trust to get on with it? But of course, Nelson Mandela was in a peculiar place. People trusted him. He had credibility. He had their confidence. And maybe these days, the trust in public figures is so reduced. Maybe our skepticism of politicians, or of council leaders, or of NHS chief executives, or of civil servants, or even business leaders, has so eroded that we feel that we should compel them to come back to us time and time again to seek a degree of authorization for what they want to do. How many big leaders are there who have fantastic ideas, who have initiatives they want to take, but they're scared to do so because they know that if they consult their colleagues or consult their customers or consult council taxpayers, that they won't get the endorsement that they need in order to make progress? It raises fundamental questions about the best way that we can use consultation. And I think there's an answer. I think the answer lies in doing enough relationship building that we listen to stakeholders, understand their interests, and after that has been done successfully, they may trust you enough to let you determine the tactics for yourself. But there we are. Those are some thoughts about the lessons we can learn from the Mandela experience of negotiation and its application to consultation. It's the theme of the Consultation Institute's Tuesday topic this week. And if anybody is interested in reading the full topic, I'm sure you can contact the Institute and we'll make it available. This is Rhian Jones of the Consultation Institute.